Well, now we're going to go and speak with Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan, who joins us this hour. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. And as I said before, Happy New Year, and I really appreciate you having me on again.
So what are the latest numbers in the city right now in regards to COVID?
Yeah, I mean, the COVID numbers are 521 lost of life. So we've lost 521 residents, 33,850 total cases overall. Current active cases, 213 cases in Brockton right now, 18 new cases within the last 24 hours. And out of those 18, 12 of them are ages 18 and older. Now, the good news is last week at this time, we had 53 people in the two hospitals, Good Samaritan Medical Center and Brockton Signature. Today, we have 22. So those numbers are down, census numbers at the hospitals, which is very promising. But, I mean, COVID is still here, and, you know, we are continuing to work getting shots in the arms Tuesdays and Saturdays. We are also looking to try to extend it and do it on Thursdays as well as a regional site with booster ambulance. So, you know, it's continuing. I didn't think we'd be talking about it in the year 2023, but we're still here and we're still in the midst of it. But the hospital numbers are much better than last week when I spoke to you.
And, yeah, I wanted to ask you, so the hospitals are basically not under the same strain they were before?
That's correct, yeah. I mean, it's a decrease right there from 53 last week at this time to 22 today. So that's really positive and beneficial. I also spoke to the VA hospital on Belmont Street here in Brockton. Any COVID patients they have are actually in their Boston VA facility, so they're not in Brockton. So, you know, we continue to have our weekly call with all the hospitals and with Neighborhood Health Center as well. So, you know, here at City Hall, I can tell you we have some city employees that are impacted with COVID right now, including my own office. So, you know, it's continued to practice what the medical providers are telling us. And the biggest thing is if you haven't got a vaccine, you know, strongly consider doing it for yourself and your loved ones.
Now, another illness of concern is RSV. How is that impacting the city right now?
You know, it's really, I spoke to Dr. Rick Herman again, our medical consultant. Really, it's not a large scope here in Brockton. The flu is, though. The flu and COVID are the two big ones right now. But, you know, Dr. Rick is an expert. You know, again, he ran both emergency rooms at both hospitals in his career. So, you know, he's looking at all the numbers. He's looking at all the different types of variants and viruses. But, you know, flu is greatly impacting the city at this point right now.
And I do want to ask you, Mpox, is that an issue at all?
No. It's really not, thank God. So, again, we're dealing with, you know, increases in COVID, hospitalization census numbers down, which is promising, and flu numbers being up across the city.
Now, I did want to ask you about the schools. First of all, how are things in the schools right now?
No, in terms of health, I mean, everything's going well. We really have some dedicated health clinicians. Dr. Linda Cahill runs our school nursing program for Brockton Public Schools. I was over at the charter school, New Heights, just this week. And again, I'll be at Cardinal Spellman Friday, tomorrow, and Southeastern Regional. I'll be visiting there tomorrow. We have about 65% of the kids are from Brockton. So the hospitals are decreasing. The educational facilities here in Brockton are still, you know, it's all hands on deck. But just this morning, we had 227 Brockton High seniors get the Abigail and John Adams scholarship. So that was a wonderful thing here at Brockton High this morning.
Now, I did want to ask you, in relation to the schools, we've heard a lot of some school departments around here are looking into having a return to masking in schools. Is that something you see happening in Brockton schools?
You know, at this point, I would say no. I don't see that. I mean, I don't. Mike Thomas, superintendent of schools, and I talk many, many, many times each day. You know, I know Governor Healey has appointed a new educational czar for the Commonwealth, a really skilled former superintendent. So I would say as of today when we talk, no. I don't forecast that. But, again, I wouldn't have forecast when I became mayor that we'd be dealing with a worldwide pandemic either. So I guess it's wait and see. But my initial reaction is no.
And I assume that's the same for basically all city buildings.
Yeah, I mean, I could if I wanted to. And again, we are definitely monitoring city buildings. We still have only one entrance into City Hall. We have a security guard check. We're giving out masks. We're giving out a plethora right now of test kits. Our wellness nurses are going door to door to people that need vaccines that are homebound and immobile, a lot of our seniors. But I don't forecast that we would be doing a mask mandate at this time.
I wanted to also ask you, of course, Martin Luther King Day coming up this Monday. Will the city be observing that?
Oh, of course, we will. And, There's going to be a wonderful event on the 21st. The Brockton Area Chapter of the NAACP will host their annual MLK Breakfast. That's actually at Lombardo's over in Randolph, which will be closing in short order. So that could be the last event that I personally attend over at Lombardo's. But there'll be an MLK event at Massasoit Community College, at Bridgewater State. There's one that is hosted every year at St. Einstein Catholic Church up on North Main Street. So I'll be attending all of them, and it's really always a holiday that we remember Dr. King and his words and his actions and his ultimate sacrifice of his own life and pursuit of making sure equality and justice for all.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Be well. And I will not be speaking to you next week, Dan. I'll be in Washington, D.C. at the National Mayor's Conference.
All righty. Well, good luck with the conference, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, my friend. Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.